Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. The agenda for Wednesday, 14 October, is in the college. We openly welcome and three apologies, Chair, that is Mr. Kermashish, Mr. Van Kampbeek, and Mr. Mambashi. We then have the adoption of the agenda.
Madam Chair, where this is an apology for Mr. Merida, I'm very present as well. Yeah.
Okay.
We can arrange for one. He has taken leave to travel abroad.
He come on private mission to as a VA representative. So just need to follow up on it and tell him that he's gone to public.
The second one is to say, before graduating with apologies, we would like to advise the government that Ms. Mandaja has been hospitalized. She is in Paranorama Hospital here in Israel. We visited her yesterday. She is not in a terrible state, but she was going to wait for some tests that were done by doctors today. So she knows very well that she continues being there.
Then it will be the adoption of the agenda, followed by the presentation of the draft digital part on the cabinet layout. And then after the division of the digital art, members will deliver it towards the cooperation of the digital art. After that, we will have cooperation of draft minutes of the previous meeting, which is phase 2 and phase 3. Any other business will be after that. Thank you very much.
Anything else that you want to add to the
Yes,
then we move for honorable Boston is moving before adoption and honorable Michelle is also. Thank you. Can we then start with the
for
introduction reminded the conversation. I'm not going to go through it because we have no chance to do it and really see it as in our pre-lecture and also the discussion of having the healing which are changes to the life. So,
So the response of the department to the recommendation was actually a matter of the golden attention. Another recommendation was that the department must monitor and ensure that inspection and transparency programs discrimination increases to ensure that more inspectors are hired and provided with appropriate tools for free such as dental and resources. The matter is also given attention and the department requested that it was reduced to 4 million. Rent in 2016-2017 and also it is that the money that was taken from this to get that money in 2017 and in financial year. So there is going to be no additional funding during the next financial year except for this 24 million which is going to be allocated. The fulfillment of the recommendations, the financial competition, one must have a inner review of the challenges faced by the competition fund, it was recommended that the minister should ensure that the entity comes to the center with the best economy on plan to remedy its problems. A tentative date was received for November, that was last year. So the department reported that the competition plan is ready to provide an update and a model of the plan. And another recommendation from the previous procedure about that the CCMA and the department must ensure that labor tender staff are sufficiently trained to surrender at that point until the CCMA. So the process has been commenced by the department and the CCMA and ongoing process. On that leg, the committee recommended that the minister should ensure that NetLeg provides a thorough briefing on social policy calls on irregularities in the entity. In the response to that, the department reported that the obtained aspects of the report have been finalized. We are aware not that it appeared before the committee to respond to the issues that were raised in that foreign reporting report. Another recommendation which is the financial institution of the department must engage the national treasury to ensure to further increase the productivity of its budget in order to address challenges of aging IT infrastructure and the funding of the general education program. In that this program is key in employment creation and assist companies in the the response of the department to this recommendation was that the national share did not accept any new pay from the department, including from its entity. This was the 2015-16, which is the current financial year, and the next financial year, 2015-17. Due to the current economic situation, instead the department this line was issued. The department has however assisted the entity to secure additional funding for turnaround strategies to free jobs from UIF to the tune of 58.5 million rand during 2015 and 2 million rand during 2015. And the next section of the quality budget report of 2015-16. So it just reflects on the recommendations that were led by the committee on the solicitation of the So it will cover the recommendations relevant to the department and those recommendations that were relevant to the entity of the department. So I'm not going to go through all the recommendations. It's just reported under the report. Nothing that the committee can do on the account. And then comes for the vote allocation and spending between Sunday the 1st and Sunday the 23rd. I'm going to focus on the allocation for allocation of 2.58 billion. Within the policy and industrial relations program, I feel the lack of share, which was 974.4 billion. And this was followed by the program social administration, literacy and allocation of 835.1 million. And then open to look at the financial performance for the social system. So I'm just going to look at the general performance without going to detail the performance for the program. So the content of the I had the social system available for professional support. 2.54 billion, which represented a nominal increase of 4.8 million or 2.5% from the 2013 allocation. The chapter and subsidies accounted for another 6.4 million of the available budget, and current payments. In terms of economic application, the department spent 94.8% of current payment, 98.7% of transfers and subsidies, and 96.1% So in total, the budget spent was 95%. So the 5% of the budget has was not spent in the 2013 financial year. The letter is a signature item and payment from the 2015 financial year was $847 million rendered by them for the labor policies and industrial relations program. This comprises 55% of the overall governmental budget. And in terms of successful an increase of 3.4% from the issue 2013-15 program expenditure. And the net budget element of expenditure was 275 million due to fund the administration program. This compared to the 7.9% of the financial budget, but this was in the right term because of the increase of 5.6% from the previous financial year allocation. So the public employment services spent due to 19% of the departmental budget. It translated to a nominal increase of 9.8% from the 2015-14 financial year. And then enforcement services program spent 4.8 million rand or 13.8% of the departmental budget in 2014-15 financial year. This was a consist of 0.4% of the 2014-15 program expenditure. So overall, the departmental expenditure has grown by a nominal amount of 48.4 million or 2% when compared to the previous financial year. And the rent value expenditure growth was greater than the largest in the concessions and enforcement for the program. The lease expenditure and the percentage of the final appropriation was on administration and program that we did not and then from there I go to the what we call a general support. The department received an unqualified budget payment for the social services commission. However, the Postmaster General raised matters of emphasis relating to material understanding of the budget. The department understands the budget by 126 million or 5%. This amounted to an increase of about 52 million rand in internal spending from the previous year, which was included in the budget. The understanding on current payments was mainly attributable to the Department of Public Works in voting DOL for an amount which was 88.9 million less than what was budgeted for. And additionally, claims from the compensation fund were 15.2 million less than anticipated. The GCIS did not provide invoices for employment equity awards awareness campaign in time to the HRM. And another factor is the research, monitoring, and evaluation agenda 4 amounted to 19.9 million, which was in 2013 in last quarter and 6%. So, as I reported on the development of the fiscal program, 2, 3, and 4, as well, I'm not going to go through it. Land by land, but it's mainly reporting about the non-adherence to the national treasury guidelines in their The following question is the financial performance for the 2015, which is the current financial year. This question is based on partly on the presentation by the department of the first quarterly report for the 2015, and also on the report that was approved from the National Center. So for the 2015 and the department of the program has approved the share of 2017, which is a nominating share of 140.6 million of 5.5%. And supplies and subsidies accounted for 156.4 million of the available budget, and of this amount the department has surpassed 436.9 million or 44.6% of the third quarter of Sweden. This month the department has an available budget of 1.7 billion for operations. Of this the department has spent 351.8 million, 2.2%. The majority of this has been used on compensation of the rent. The largest element of operational expenditure to the end of the first quarter is 2015, while 151.4 million which was spent under the administration program. And this was mainly on compensation of employees as well as employees and employees. The net largest expenditure item was 106.7 million, which was under IES program, and this was followed by CES 1.8, and that was primarily on compensation of employees. So the operational expenditure has grown at a nominal rate of 11.7%, or 86.9 million per monetary term, when compared to the same period for the financial year. The rand value expenditure growth has been greater than administration and program, mainly driven by increased spending in goods and services for communication, computer systems, contractors, operating leases, and contractors. I'm not going to go through an explanation for the program. I'm going to go through economic classification of expenditure. That is transfer and subsidies. Transfer to promises and policies to the end of the first quarter was 95,000. This represented an increase of 17,000 or 21.3% when compared to the same period last year. Transfer to the supplementary account to the end of the first quarter was 396.3 million. The majority of this was by CCMPE, which was operation transfer. This represented an increase of 11.9 million rand for 3.1% when compared with the same period last year. Transfer for non-profit institutions to the end of the first quarter was 29.6 million. All of this was to be work centers for the distributors, which is operational transfer and spending to the balance operational transfer. This is rendered an increase of 80.7 million or 51% when compared to the same time last year. The majority of this increase was under the work center for the distributors. been transferred and transferred Goodwood reclassification has come from transfer to compensation of employees. That the department ensures the transfer allocation and increased compensation of employees to cater for the different arrangement for the payment of salary of staff from the affected employment enterprises. I'm not going to go through the 2016 Amsterdam financial allocation, but briefly it's after the payment allocation for 2016 is expected to increase 2.9 billion. That is for the 2.6 allocation of the project. The labor and the stagnation is expected to reduce the largest allocation of 9.4 million. This is for the administration, which is expected to reduce to the 825.9 million. And then social fares deal with the service delivery performance for 2014-15. And then 5.1 looks at performance on ENT performance. And then the number the number of works we have registered on the employment services on the FIFA system was 16,761. And then the number of works we have registered on the system also provided with employment counseling year was 246,744. And the number of works we have also placed in the registered employment opportunities per year was 14,874. And the number of existing contract determinations which were reduced was 2. And then the next performance assessment was on strategic goals. Under strategic goals, there was the department had a total of 48 indicators, and it only managed to achieve 20 of those indicators, which in terms of percentage is 28 strategic goals were not achieved. Okay, in terms of percentages, the achievement was 42% and the goals which were not achieved was 58%. So yeah, this is so the group as in terms of the explanation that the 95% also has been achieved by the achievement of the position that was pointed out by our presenter from the commission. So the performance of the program, the administration program, performance was 44% achievement, IES was 43% achievement, CES was 4% achievement, and the labor policy and the regulations were 29% achievement. So overall, 42% of the targets were achieved. And then, from there, what follows is that the narrative of what is already presented to the tables that we have. Then we come to committee observations. foundation of the government. American leaders were not the influencers from Vietnam. But if I can say that I check the recommendation, which I have checked the amendment, so the after considering the presentation of the department passes to another court, and the input from the AG as well as the presentation and application from the committee and comment that the minister should set to ensure that what the department reports quarterly the committee to ensure that the quarterly expenditure includes the vacant fund of food, especially the inspector and general office and five services of the food and food with suitable qualified government. The department sets its performance target in line with its human and financial resources. And then the newly adopted legend will use to accurately reflect the performance of the department. And then the department address issues raised by the issue, especially under emphasis of meta and to determine objective. Then the department address leadership as well as financial and performance management issues in the compensation plan and supported employment enterprises. Then the policies develop a procedure so that there are measures implemented for all who are performing the visual and that all transgressions are speedily investigated and resolved, and all business practices are held accountable for their actions. Then the slow response in addressing root causes of poor for the outcomes by management is addressed in the performance contract with the entity and the employee. The employees are held accountable to their performance contract. And finally, the management attends training to better equip themselves in understanding the relevant accounting standards that affect their
there's a report in some departments that are good for us to confine losses and because we are not in the same time. I'm sure we have to look at what we need to be
thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you very much for some office doing that work. A couple of issues. Obviously, we're going to be discussing the recommendations on last page, under 8. But just before we even get there, I want you to note that in bullet point 2 on the first page, under 1.2, creation of business employment, we once had a debate as to whether or not the core function of the department increases funds like that. I just wanted to record that. And then if you have a look at page 3 of the report number 2, overview of the key relevant policy focus areas, it says amendments of the employment insurance from a view to be tabling. I think that has been tabled. I think it has been tabled already, from what I understand. Or it's been accepted. Maybe we can just have a look at that just to check up where we are. I don't know, Madam Chair, whether you want us to delve straight in. Whether in fact, sorry, this is now.
I was just referring to the tabling of the amendments to the UIF, amendments of the Unemployment Insurance Fund that are due to be tabled in the near future. I thought it had been tabled already, but we can just check up on that. I'm not sure, Madam Chair, if you want me to delve straight then into the recommendations, and whether you want us to look at it point by point.
However, if there is different view on going on the recommendations made by the recommendations that you must put the recommendation.
Okay, well then I do have, but I'm happy to wait my turn.
I want someone to step on to that direction or oppose that direction. Honorable, on this, Honorable.
Chairperson, I agree with that, except I think we should just start by just saying in connection on page 1, on page 2 or page 3, because there might be just a comment. We can do it very quickly and then we'll do the recommendations as well. Just additional to that, I just don't think we should keep the whole report. There might be a comment on the page even.
Okay. The recommendation has been improved.
Thanks, Chacha. I support the improved condition.
Go for this one.
On page 1, under the second of the issue as you said then the act out to control. The act is in the situation to the what is the thing
when
I'd rather call the process because I'm looking for my answer. No, on that page, it was only that page.
Okay. Remember, so it was all good to wait on the page, then we will go to the page. Honorable audit.
On page 1, we say this needs to be submitted to the Minister of Finance and the relevant minister. On page 3, we start referring to the minister. It's 3.1, 2014/15, DRR recommendation 3.1. Recommended that the minister should consider the following. Just for clarity's sake, I think we should just say which minister we mean. Do we mean the Minister of Finance or the Minister of Labour? Because, you know, I think the support might have the wrong place with it. It's not problematic, it's just better to say the Minister of Finance should consider the following or the Minister of Labour should consider the following. Then we know what we're talking about. And I think that should come on throughout the document. Whoever says Minister, must just specify which Minister so that we don't create confusion. Because I'm not always sure, even on this one, I'm not always sure whether this is the Minister of Finance or the Minister of Labour who must consider. Some things are money, some things are fix the computer system, and we'll not go to the same as those two things. That's fine. Can I just suggest we put old labor in the document? Because otherwise, when I start your views and thinking, I might count.
privilege. So, Felix, are you on the phone? Or another one?
So, what I said is discussing that maybe in some of the points, they say the center of saying meaning specifically where it relates to finance matters, so we may say treasury.
Page 4. Page 4. Hello. Page 5.
Page 5, please.
What?
Page 5.
No.
I see recommendation number 2 does not respond. Is it number 1? Can I get the explanation?
Recommendation
number 1. And number 2, there's no response from the department. So I think our report will not be complete without the response.
In the middle it says no response.
Yes. It says the CCMA's job saving function through the training layoff scheme must be extended to the rural areas to curb growing rural unemployment rates. The department must simply simplify the procedure for assessing the training layoff funds. This is touching rural areas and there's no response from the minister, so it's worrying.
Coming for the first one. And now we can't say that.
Because remember that when the new UK came in, there are a number of issues that raised and said it will come back. And he said, given the time of him in the office, he will give him the opportunity. But, you know, when you do recommendations, you do recommendations on issues that you have been following without their response. And you say that I'm not responding now. I think it is okay, I'm there. Maybe you should respond. Honorable
Chair, I propose that, say for instance, number one, we should then put the MS job saying and functions, blah, blah, blah. The fact it is say EMP, let's leave it up to where you say growing or unemployment rate. And then the fact it says the department must verify the procedure for assessing the training layoff constitutes part of our recommendation. Because they have this, which is reflected here, what we expect them to do then is to simplify the procedure of assessing the training of the and that's why we should change the score from the department. We just do away with it because we have directed in our recommendation of the program.
I would support that. Let's leave it in at the unemployment rate where it is. Remove that thing that said no response. And then we shift that next part to our recommendation at the end of the report. The department might simplify the procedures for assessing trade out funds and provide a reply to the committee for other words, help me with words. But we want a reply next year. You know, let's give them 3-4 months, they can come back to us and say we've attended or we've investigated and have a response. So we're not then judging the new TG, we're saying he'll come back in March and apply.
Thank you. You are assisting us in information that we keep in touch, but okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I agree with the previous speakers. And on page 6, you can see, even if there is no direct answer, the department will say the matter is receiving attention, but that's nothing, it was worrying, but let's take it away there. Thank you.
Okay. And in because they speak to them, I'm not done with these people,
the top recommendation would have been the committee is hedging the department is urging you are not EDG. You are GA urging the department to urgently resolve this. You can't say hedging. Urging the department to resolve this pregnancy. And if I may say, Chair, I think this has got to also go to our final recommendation. This particular one is not resolved. In the ongoing, the Bowen Society was still not getting their money. So if we could, with the team against others, if we could move this one, it would be an ongoing thing, not resolved.
What a combination.
Yes, Chair, first let me be clarified on the auditors so that if it is correct, they didn't want to pay auditors. I'd be clarified before I come with the form for the additional recommendation. Thanks for the explanation, Chair, but I think it would be better if we make our report as readable as possible so that nobody asks any questions. Because as he is explaining correctly, so because he's saying what he feels meaning the department and the incentives, I don't think it will kill us if he's rather it has department and incentives. So that anyone who reads this report should not look for any further explanation.
Then coming to the recommendations I wanted to sponsor, Chair, there is, I want to give a background before you write a line. Does this money is supposed to be returned to the department by Treasury? But in terms of the time frame for each to be brought back, it's between 16 and 17. We are from Mpumalanga and visit to all other provinces, and we have seen the plight of the vulnerable sector workers. So I wanted to sponsor a bill which is saying Treasury has to assist the department by paying back, even if it is part of the money due to them, which are scheduled to be returned in the 2016-17 financial year, which was meant for employment of the workers, so that it is used for that purpose, because we have seen the need for the employment of extra workers. That is the first point, Chair. I'm not sure whether I raise all of them or I give one at a time, but I have a thing about she wants that more that I want to respond.
So, this one, you are not reformulating, you are adding another combination.
Yes, Chair.
No, you have written your 2 points, yes? Yes, I think you should your point and then it comes out.
Somebody
passed? Yeah, they have to. To ask a question and they said yes. So they are. They are not trying to.
They're
right. They're even short term. You don't know. Oh, you want to sit there? No, why don't I thought that you would sit and then come back later and look at what it is written and then can correct the link. We'll come back to you. Once you have not heard, you will say you have not heard. But it does not necessarily mean you can also reformulate what I'm saying in a way. So it can be from the
I was now without school. becomes Amtuma. She's Amtuma the third. Hey, you have to go to the
Okay, I'll get
it
for you, man.
Yeah? While I was here, the guy fully go minute away. What's in?
Thank you.